You're listening to The Big Interview on The Shamanic Voice. Hello everyone and welcome to this, the final big interview show of 2011 here on The Shamanic Voice. My name is Kay Gillard and you have just listened to the rather beautiful track Cosmic Melody in Biblical Waters. And that's a track by White Eagle Medicine Woman, and you heard the grandmother drum in that track there as well, from the album Living Waters of Grace. And White Eagle Medicine Woman is the guest for our final show of the year, and we're incredibly grateful to have her here. If you're not familiar with White Eagle's work, then check out the website of her non-profit organisation, which is whirlingrainbow.com, and specifically check out the grandmother drum work. I'm hugely excited by this project. And White Eagle's been touring around the world for the last few years with Grandmother Drum, a huge and beautiful drum with one hell of a sound on it. And so I was very, very excited to speak to her about that project, because it's something that's very exciting to me, and that I think you, our wonderful global community of listeners, might all be able to go and be a part of at some point, since she does do world tours, and she is coming to the UK in 2013, which I'm very excited about. So without any further ado, we'll go into this interview with White Eagle, who was speaking to us from Cusco in Peru. Enjoy the interview. Okay, so today we are lucky enough to be joined here on The Shamanic Voice by White Eagle Medicine Woman, and she is with us taking some time out from her very busy schedule of recording and touring with Grandmother Drum. So welcome, White Eagle. How are you today?
Oh, beautiful. Sending you much love and light from Cusco in Peru.
Is it? What time is it over there now? It's quite early in the morning, no?
Yes, it's 9 a.m. here.
On a Sunday morning. You're very dedicated to give us your time on a Sunday morning.
Well, it's a beautiful Sunday morning here, and we're at high altitude, which is my favorite thing as an Eagle woman. So I hope you can feel the incredible power and presence of the Sacred Valley of the Incas.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I tell you what, I only just recently became aware of the Grandmother Drum Project, and I love drumming more than most things that exist, so I was so excited when I saw it, and I've been looking at your YouTube videos and just loving it. So can you tell us, I really think the listeners are going to love this project, can you tell us a little bit about Grandmother Drum?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first off, our nonprofit is the Whirling Rainbow Foundation, which is a Hopi and Navajo prophecy of the coming together of all the nations, of all the colors of the rainbow. And that prophecy was heralded by two steps in that prophecy. One was the coming together of the East and the West, which is a prophecy that the Hopis and the Tibetans have that says when the iron bird flies and horses run on wheels, the red-robed people will be exiled to the land of the red man, and the Dharma will be spread upon the earth. That is the Hopi prophecy. And the Tibetan prophecy was almost identical to that. It was in the Tangboche Monastery in Tibet, and it read, when the iron bird flies and horses run on wheels, we will be exiled to the land of the red man. So it was a beautiful, and the two brothers will be united. So we saw that happening in the 1990s as the first step of the Whirling Rainbow prophecy being realized. And the second step was the step we're in now, because we know the Dalai Lama was exiled to the land of the red man. The Dharma has been spread. We have everything from Qigong to yoga to every form of meditation now in the West. Mm-hmm. And this was part of the unification process. And the second was the heralding of the eagle and condor prophecy of the coming together of the eagle and condor to shed a tear. The healing of nations would begin. And in the mid-90s, the indigenous elders of North and South America began to gather in many big conferences and spiritual gatherings, saying it's time now to bring the fulfillment of the eagle and condor. And the Grandmother Drum was really launched from this prophecy, unbeknownst to us, really. This was a mystery. When I received this vision in dreams for over 15 years, the grandmothers appeared to me, and these are indigenous grandmothers from all over the world that were appealing to me as a child in dreams and in visions. And in the early 90s, the drum began to appear in the visions, and it had some kind of magical quality of sound and light that would come out of it in these dreams that was very, very mystical, that didn't make sense to me as a physical drum. And it took over a decade that I have traveled 500,000 miles, touching 500,000 people in 10 countries for me to unravel the great mystery that they set me upon. And that this would be the heartbeat of Pachamama. This would be the heartbeat of our Mother Earth, uniting the tribes from north to south and east to west under one heartbeat, under one voice, as one people. And it's been my life's mission to drum up the love in each other and in ourselves, to see ourselves as we really are, in our awakened selves, in unity consciousness, and move into this next decade, these golden years, these golden age of oneness that this drum was to herald.
And you've been traveling with the drum now for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a decade, and I'm still traveling. And
still going.
Yes, I'm still way in love with her and the people. We just had a beautiful ceremony here in Peru where some of the curanderos here, the medicine people here, exchanged their condor feathers with our eagle feathers, and became a formal ceremony of exchange of that medicine. And in the in the archetypes of the eagle and the condor, it is known that, of course, the condor is the bird that's the only bird that flies higher than the eagle. So if we see that symbolically in the Americas, then we have to reconcile the disparity between the affluence of the North and the poverty of the South of America, and look at the high spirituality of the Incan civilization and many, many of the Quechua people here, who have such high spirituality and yet poverty. And we have such abundance in North America and such spiritual poverty. So that balance has to come between the two birds, so that we have both wings in our hearts, the physical abundance and the spiritual abundance that they symbolize.
I really like that teaching, because there is so much richness, isn't there, in those lands, of wisdom. Mined for other riches instead, and that imbalance is palpable all over the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that was one of the main reasons we came to Peru this time. We were here in May for 2 months and did an 18-day Rainbow Fire Mystery School, which I'll share with you in a little while, is our worldwide school that we share these esoteric teachings from many of the world's religion and spiritual practices. But we came this time in November, not only for our school program that we run here, but also because I had learned a tremendous amount about the plight of the Amazon at this time. And it was such a huge concern in my heart. And my passion was to come here and bring as much public awareness to what is happening on the Amazon. I don't know if you know that the movie, Avatar movie was based on the plight of the Amazon. Yeah. It was really a story. Pandora was really the story of the Amazon. 20% of our air and water come from the Amazon. It's literally the pharmacy of our planet, and over 20% of it has now been destroyed through many different things, but primarily oil dumping. And the most recent issue is there's over 60 dams proposed on the Brazil and Peruvian Amazon to generate power for an aluminum smeltery in Brazil. And this is incredibly controversial, because the flooding of the Amazon would literally wipe out the indigenous people of the Amazon and so much plant and animal life that really sustains the whole planet in medicine. So this was just, you know, absolutely absurd to me. I couldn't even fathom. Every time I was talking about it before I came here, I was just in tears. So we did a journey on the Amazon with Grandmother Drum, and are bringing awareness to the issues that are going on in those areas through a film we're creating called Voices of the Amazon, and a new CD combining indigenous music to raise money for some of these NGOs that are working so hard to prevent this from happening.
That's a great project. And I just think those kind of things that are happening in the world, you know, like you say, it's completely absurd to do that in the Amazon. But it's almost like that's what we need, is this kind of the idea to me of eagle medicine and condor medicine, that kind of higher perspective and just seeing a little bit further, because it's only the very short-sighted views that would even begin to dream up aluminium processing plants in the Amazon. That's just, you know, it's crazy to suggest that that we could destroy our world like that for such short-term gain and not even think about kind of the wider consequences of doing that. So that's what we really need, is that kind of higher vision, so that people can actually look a little bit further than their immediate goals.
Beautiful, Kay. Yeah, I know that so many of us are in that place where this is the generation and this is the time. We are the ones, as it's been said so many times now, that in our lifetime we will decide our destiny on this planet. And there's no question about that in the numbers of people on the planet and the ability we have to create or destroy. At this point, we have moved in our ability to create, and the flip side of that, of course, is our ability to destroy. So we have to take that responsibility, and I feel that Grandmother Drum and all of our Drum for Change network that we have across the globe, we have 100, 360 cities in 60 countries that pray peace with the drum on the solstices and equinoxes worldwide, to keep the pulse of love, the pulse of the mother strong, because we have to hear that voice now. And I believe that the drum is the most visceral communication to the heart and the most instant wake-up call that we can get. You know, the drums were always used in times of war to create enough energy to motivate people. And what we say about grandmother is she's not the drum that announces war is coming, but the 1,000 years of peace has arrived. And that this is the time of that creativity. So we share a lot of what we call the Red Road of the Heart teachings with the grandmother drum's work in our schools, in our workshops, in our performances. And they're very, very simple teachings of how we can redirect our energy within our own lives, within our own simple paths day to day, not this grandiosa idea of oneness, but what does it mean to practically apply that in our daily walk? And we share those very simple teachings. And again, the drum becomes really the vibrational communication to the heart to strengthen it, to soften it for all the forgiveness work that needs to be done in the heart, to open the heart to be more full-hearted instead of half-hearted in our lives, and how we can receive our visions from spirit and have a clear heart to go forward with the specific guidance that each of us receives and how to take action on that guidance on a day-to-day basis. So these are what we call gathering the medicine back to the heart, because the heart is the strongest organ in the body. It has the most nerve endings, if you want to look at it biologically. Yeah. It is the bridge between the chakras of three below the heart and three above the heart. It's known as the rainbow bridge in most traditional cultures. Mm-hmm. And how can we strengthen it for this amazing tribulation that we're in? Purification, as the Hopis say, as we step in from the Homo sapien now into the Homo luminous being that we are.
Mm. I just want to pick up on something that you said there, White Eagle, because I'm really loving what you said about not this grandiose idea of oneness and trying to understand it from this huge perspective, but what can you do practically every day? And for me, that's what shamanism is, and that's why this is the path that I have kind of settled into, because it's about, you know, when you wake up, what can you think, what can you do, what can you feel, what can you process, and how does that change the world? Because that's your dream, right? So it's this practical idea, and I really think that we are all on a shamanic path. We're all walking a very practical shamanism, aren't we?
Yes, and you know, I think the drum and those that are get attracted to the drum is to help people ground that. The drums are all about the second and first chakra. You know, when we want to get our house clean, we listen to rock and roll. You know, the drum's about action and taking action in the world. It's not esoteric in that way, although we journey to the drum and it connects us, of course, to our ancestors in the spirit world. It's the mother's heartbeat that called us into this life. And so it echoes her mother's heartbeat since the beginning of time. And so it has the ability to get into the soul like no other instrument. And when we use the drum for journeying, which I think you're going to play maybe on your website at some point, our Journey of the Heart activation.
Yeah, I certainly am. We share a journey for all of our listeners every month. So I'm so glad to be able to share one of these journeys. I think everyone's going to love it.
And we've had just enormous results with it from people with sleep disorders, high blood pressure, ear infections, cysts, being healed miraculously under Grandmother Drum. And she's a unique drum in that way, in that she's inlaid with over 200 clear and rose quartz crystal. And something that may be familiar to you because you live in the UK is the Celtic triple spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is a unicursal labyrinth pattern. And if it could be drawn in three dimensions, it would be a star tetrahedron. Okay. And the drum creates a Merkaba that the body enters as an immersion into sound, activating the whole life force of the Kundalini and the Merkaba of the body for profound healing and a profound journeying into our origins of where, when we came in that tunnel into this life, what was our commitment? What was our higher purpose? And the drum journeying helps people to reconnect and go through that tunnel and to recommit and not forget what they chose to come here for and to activate that purpose on earth. So, which, you know, our elders say we only have four purposes for being here. You know, we get into, again, these grandiose ideas of what is my higher purpose and, oh my God, I have to find my purpose. Mm. And although each one has an individual blueprint of this, generally speaking, our elders say there's four reasons why we've come here. Okay. One is to love. The second is to worship. The third is to steward the garden of this planet. And the fourth is to bring harmony. Mm. Because this is a universe, which if you break that word down is una, meaning one, and verse, meaning song. So we all have a part of the harmony of that song. And to find our place and to find our own music is very important so that we can play in this orchestra or this universe of music and play in harmony. And the best way we can do that is to listen to the heart.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I love the idea of using, when I work with my students, we use drums to do what we call like soul remembering, going in and finding out why you decided to come back this time, what you decided to do this time around, and we very much work with the drums to do that. But I've seen videos of you playing grandmother drum with people lying around with their heads at like the base of the drum. That must be awesome.
Yeah, this is her greatest gift. You know, a lot of people say, well, I love drums, and we play drumming circle, and we do drums here. And grandmother drum, this is her unique gift, which is the journeying work that she can do. And with this crystal matrix, you really feel the combination of sound of a didgeridoo, a crystal bowl, and a drum. And this is covered with one buffalo hide. It's 7 feet in diameter, 1,500 strips of wood, and 200 crystals. And so it produces an amazing frequency. It vibrates the floor, the walls, the, you know, you feel like you're inside the chamber of a womb. And it's, no matter what language country I'm in, you know, oftentimes people will just have a tear running down their face and say, I'm home. You know, there's this familiarity of a reference point to home. And to me, that is the greatest gift we can give people, is that reference point to their own soul, to their own familiarity of what that spiritual home inside means. And then everything else of the chaos of the world can be dealt with from a different perspective, from a really deep place of knowing and recognition of one's true self. And this is on CD. It's called The Journey of the Heart Meditation. And we do that live at every gathering we do for 30 to 40 minutes. Everyone's laid down like little babies. The lights are turned down to a soft red light, which is the light we would have seen inside our mother's womb. And we allow people to just journey into that remembering. Mm. And that alone, I would say, is the single biggest gift we've been able to give the 500,000 people we've touched, that have radically changed their life from one immersion with her because of that voice of my recognition of my soul.
Yeah.
And because the words, you know, we were at a beautiful ceremony here for 11-11-11. What a place to have celebrated it here in the sacred.
I know, so lucky.
Oh my God, were we ever blessed. And we got special permission, which took our group over a year to get, to perform a ceremony in a sacred site in this valley called Saxia Woman. It stands for the head of the puma. It's the temple of the head of the puma. And the puma in Andean cosmology is the middle world, the world that we live in. The serpent is the underworld, the puma is the middle world, and the condor is the upper world here. Mm-hmm. And so the puma is about leadership and courage and fire and, you know, action in the world. And we were at this site with Grandmother Drum, activating her for that day. And there were many shamans there from Uruguay, Paraguay, Guatemala, Mexico, North America. There were 300 people there. And all the shamans wanted to get up and share, you know, their teachings, and people were standing in the heat for hours. And they turned to me and say, okay, would you like to share some teachings with us? And I just said, I only want to play the grandmother drum. And it's the only thing I have to say, you know, yeah. Because there really isn't anything to say after that. So I just, I actually didn't say I'm not going to speak. I just didn't reply except to start the heartbeat for 35 minutes and activate Grandmother Drum across that site. And many of the shamans said they saw a luminous light coming out, whirling out of the center of it. Tourists walked over. The guards that guard that place very, very strictly, they whistle if anybody does anything to look like they're doing ceremony, because you're not allowed to do ceremony there. So this was, you know, we got permission for an hour. And when the director of Saxia Woman heard Grandmother Drum, he not only allowed it to stay for 4 hours instead of one, but he invited all of the rangers, you know, the park people that were the guards, to come, and they were all dancing with us. And so there was just this meltdown of everyone's heart. Tourists, everyone felt the presence, even though we didn't really say anything about what we were doing. We just literally continued to play her all together. And to me, that's the first language. You know, in Africa, the drum is the first language. So, you know, we say that heartbeat is the one that can speak to all of us, no matter what our religion, no matter what our faith, no matter what our path, that somehow it goes right to our soul.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that kind of, you touched on this Celtic idea. We love our labyrinths in the UK. We there's lots of them lurking around in the UK. And I've certainly worked with that labyrinth idea for many years about kind of coming into the center of the self to find your core self there. And there's, it's not a place of words, is it? It's beyond that. So it's lovely that they were able to come in and just feel the energy of the drum and forget about the words and the restrictions and everything.
Yes, and it's very important to me as a, I've been kind of coined as the mother of the Rainbow Nation, and I really love the truth that we are all a family and that these drums are not tribal to one group. They are accessed by all. I've had some challenges at different points in the American Indian movement, being upset with Grandmother Drum and myself, saying that, you know, I'm not 100% Native American and this kind of thing. And I think, wow, this is, we're so beyond that at this point. We're so beyond the separation of tribe, to come into that there is only one tribe, and we have to move out of that story. And even though it's painful to move out of that story, because there's so much hurt from, you know, being the oppressed or the oppressor, over thousands of years. It's not isolated to Native America. It's all across every land. And we have to step through the victim, persecutor, rescuer triangle that we call in psychology, to the inner healer, the inner teacher, and the inner warrior. And so to take back our responsibility that no one can hurt us, no one can harm us if we know who we really are. They could take our bodies, but they can never take our souls. And we have to come together around that self-actualization of being masters of ourselves. And these tests that every tribe received to love in spite of is, you know, the rise to the next level. On a human level, what's happened across our lands is an absolute atrocity, is almost unforgivable. However, from a spiritual perspective, this was a test to go one floor higher, to realize, as the Christed One did, and many of the enlightened masters, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is the real story. You know, this is the real self-actualization. It's not, it's that friction that makes the pearl. And we all have those crucifixions in our lives, those tests of not being wanted, loved, criticized, fired, whatever the story is, betrayed by our husbands and wives, and whatever it is, we have to go through those betrayals and realize that those were just tests to see if we can continue to practice our medicine, which is that we, the grandmothers, only have one real teaching with this drum, and that is the heart is always forgiving. Yeah. It's not for anything else. It's not designed for anything else. It's designed for giving. Yeah.
I like to hear actually that you are kind of just holding a very peaceful ground over this whole issue about, because I hear that sometimes I don't work in maybe such a sort of obviously tribal way perhaps as you do, but I'm clearly a tiny little white woman from Southeast London who teaches shamanism, and a lot of people are like, oh, isn't that a Native American thing, or isn't that a South American thing? But it was everywhere. I mean, shamanism was everywhere, and I think that our forms are so impermanent anyway that we've probably been everywhere at some point in some other form. So I really, really hope that people don't get so hung up on the fact that perhaps these teachings aren't available to them because of where they grew up or what their cultural heritage might be. Mm. And it's good to see you standing up and saying, yeah, you know, so I'm not a Native American elder or whatever, but these are truths that were revealed to you by spirit, so why not be able to live in accordance with those?
We all have that direct communion with spirit, and all of these shamanism teachings are teachings of, we are all indigenous people. It means of the earth. We are all indigenous, and we all have a direct communication. And when we cultivate that, this is what created all the spiritual shamanistic practices, is people who had that direct communion that then passed on a vision they received. And now we are all those medicine people receiving those visions, and those are all given to each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. We don't need a priest, we don't need a shaman, we don't need anyone, but our own communication with spirit, and to stay authentic to that communication, whatever we're asked to do. And the prophecies were very, very clear. Our Native American prophecies are very clear about the red people would come back. And they would have white skin, and they would wear feathers in their hair and beads around their neck, and they would speak of peace and oneness. This is all in the Whirling Rainbow Prophecy, which of course was the time of the 60s and the ushering in of what they say. These are the old ancestors coming back in white skin. And so this is very, we're switching clothing, and this is, you know, very profound teaching for us across the world, that the oppressor then becomes the oppressed and vice versa, and we reincarnate to experience the opposite part of that experience, to free ourselves from the shackles of those illusions. So I think, you know, we're recycling as much you know, plastic and cardboard as we are people, and that we come back as different things to experience the spectrum of creation, to know ourselves, that I am that I am, which has been a part of this whole teaching of the Da Vinci Code, and to know ourselves as all parts of creation, and yet know ourselves as the dreamer of it all, the spirit behind all creation, that is the oneness that we are. And we may take a variety of forms to experience different teachings, but we are one spirit and one energy. Experiencing itself.
Yeah.
To wake up. And, you know, it just moves us out of all the shackles of religious fanaticism and judgment and blame of others' truths to self-actualization and self-responsibility. And to me, the drum is, again, one of those perfect tools to help us to come home to the heart. From logic to love, I say, from that 12 inches from the head to the heart.
Yeah.
And the drum connects us to the Earth Mother so quickly, you know. I always say to people, if you're confused, get a drum. If you need strength, get a drum. If you need to take action in your life, get a drum. Because the drum is the instigator of life on Earth, not life in the stars or in meditation. Life as a practical daily meditation. That this is our paradise. It's not somewhere else. And so, you know, many people who first come to the drum are very, very what I would call space cadets. You know, they're not grounded. But they come to the drum like moths to a flame, because the drum grounds them and causes them to deal with things that they're escaping out of their bodies and going to this esoteric realm to not deal with. And the drum is deal with life. It's all about life. And welcome life and be present with life and love life. And it's been an enormous teacher for me. I am an Aquarian, and I'm very, very esoteric in many ways, but it brought the mystical path with practical feet. And, we are coming your way in 2013.
I heard this rumor.
It's not a rumor. As long as we have enough communities to support us to come, we will definitely come. And we have interest from Denmark, Austria, France, the UK, Belgium, Germany. So I think I'm going to be fairly busy. And that will be in the spring of 2013.
Excellent. I will be there because I've seen the, I've heard the recordings and I've seen the drum. But, you know, you've got to be there, haven't you, really, to properly feel the drum. I need to go and lay with my head next to that drum. I need to.
Well, there is a truth that happens live. I mean, the CDs are amazing. Yeah. I mean, I must say people have had amazing spontaneous healings from the Journey of the Heart CD immersion.
It is amazing, isn't it, what you can actually capture in a CD.
We worked so hard on that. You know, that was some very high specialists who helped us with that recording. We had 5 microphones on her for capturing the whole, what we call the droning, which is the thing that really entrances the brain, to journey with her in that depth. And I've had people say, I've never reached that level of peace ever in a meditation. And so that recognition of that true space of peace, which is really our innate nature, it's the mind that brings us all of that suffering, is the projections of the mind. And when we move into that still place of the mind and can just be rocked, I call it, you know, I'm rocking the babies in the cradle with grandmother drum. Babies all settle down and everybody gets sane, you know. And the grandmothers told us when they gave me this vision that that this music would calm the savage beast of humanity. I thought that was a very strong statement.
Yeah.
To bring us back to sanity and back to community and oneness. And, we have, like I said, covered 500,000 miles now. It's not an easy feat to fly an 8-foot crate that weighs 1,500 pounds around the world, find a truck that fits her in every country, get through customs and legal things in every part of the world with different languages and things like that. So it's been, one of my staff last year renamed me Indiana Jane.
Yeah.
Or the adventure story of this, traveling with the world's largest heartbeat. And so it's been an enormous pleasure of mine, an enormous bliss, and has awakened me personally so much. Mm-hmm. And to work with so many powerful elders that are my teachers and the lands that I've been able to activate, which is a great pleasure in me coming back to Europe. I was there when I was 33. I'm now 50. I'll be 53. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that. It'll be exactly 20 years when I came to the UK the first time.
Oh, okay. So you've been on our beautiful lands before.
I have. In fact, I rode bicycle all across England and Ireland to all the sacred circles and did personal ceremony with my crystals and did activation work. Had no idea that just a few years after that journey, I would see the grandmother drum. Mm. And so I feel like I'm going to come home. My heritage is very mixed, and I have strong Irish and English heritage in my ancestry. So it is a coming home for me to my other part of my heritage. And I love Avebury as one of my favorite places, and I hope to activate Grandmother Drum in the center of Avebury. So
that would be amazing.
My vision. And, when she's on ley lines and sacred sites, there's nothing more powerful like what we just did here in Peru at Saxia Woman. People felt it all over. Emailing us from all parts of the world because from Cusco there are 42 ley lines that come out. They call it the navel to the Incan civilization. Yeah. It was the navel. So it was so powerful. Saxia Woman is just a few miles outside of the very point of the navel, which is called Coricancha, right here in the center of the city. And Saxia Woman is just about 5 miles from here. So we got as close as we could get to the Coricancha, and just, I know the profoundness of the lands of England and Ireland and Wales, and I just was so moved when I was there before. So coming back with Grandmother Drum is a deep pleasure for me.
Oh, and I'm so glad you're bringing her here because, and you know, when you do, if you need any help with anything, please do let us know because we will be shouting about your arrival. And these aisles are full of drummers, as you would imagine, with our Celtic blood. So, yeah, there are going to be so many people who are going to want to come and experience that kind of activation of that drum. So I think that you'll definitely have enough support to come to the UK.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, and there is one of our community drum keepers. His name is Blue Thunder. He's there in the UK. He's helped us by starting some Facebook pages for all the different countries in Europe that are interested. Mm-hmm. So there is one on Facebook. Just put in Grandmother Drum Europe Tour into Facebook, and you'll come to the first Facebook page. And then if you're there's another one called Grandmother Drum Tour Europe Tour UK. That's a separate one. So we're starting like separate pages just to get the interest up and moving, and it takes, you know, a community to organize her to come in to a retreat center or, you know, a spiritual community.
Yeah.
To host her for, usually it's 4 days or 5 days that will be in one area.
Yeah.
With a performance that's a 3-hour public ceremony and then a workshop for deepening the teachings that we carry. So if people are interested in hosting it, into their area, they can email us or go right on our website. They'll see our email on our website, which is whirlingrainbow.com is our nonprofit. And then we're all over Facebook. I'm White Eagle is on Facebook, White Eagle fan page, Grandmother Drum Project group. They can click on any of those, and the Whirling Rainbow Foundation are all up on Facebook as well. So they can connect into us and see if they're interested in sponsoring us in. It does take, like for instance, in Peru, it's cost us $15,000 to get the drum here and back. So it's a feat every time, but enough communities and enough performances and workshops, and it always seems to work. It's a miraculous story every time. And so, you know, we'll need trucks and trailers to get her around and things like this, but we have just an amazing global community that I call our global love family. Mm-hmm. Everybody is invited into that family. It doesn't matter who you are. You're welcome into our family. The grandmother shuns none of her children, as she has said to us before. She is the essence of the Divine Mother and her voice. And so all are welcome.
You know, I find myself wondering, because you say you're very mixed heritage, and are you from Alaska? Is that, am I right on that one?
Yes, I was actually born and raised in New York on Long Island.
Okay.
I left home at 16, and to be the youngest woman to climb North America's highest mountain, which is Denali, our great Mount McKinley in Alaska, and I came to Alaska and fell in love. And have lived there ever since. And I've been in Alaska now 32 or 33 years. And the last 10, of course, traveling so much, I'm home about half of the year now.
Yeah. So what was it for you then that from being in New York then led you on to take a shamanic path? Because this is a, obviously you're spending a huge amount of your time with the teachings of Grandmother Drum and, you know, touring around, being involved with this global community. How did you find your way onto this path in the first place?
Well, I always feel like I'm Gabriel Roth when I share this story through my trauma.
Okay.
I had some personal things happen very early in life. I was traumatized from the age of 2 to 6 in a certain situation that it's more personal to share right now. Mm-hmm. But I left my body a lot of that time. And I didn't know that I left my body. It's like a person in a car accident finds themselves above their body looking down.
Yeah.
And then for the first moment in our lives, we realize we're more than a physical being, that we have an essence that can come in and out of our bodies that isn't always housed in our bodies. And during that time, I was visited by these spirits, which I just saw as luminous beings at that time, just a feeling, and I would see a light and things like that. I was very young and very small. And as I got into my teens and 20s, whenever I got into a difficult situation, I would also find myself up at the rafters looking down at my body. I didn't know this was a gift. I thought it wasn't a good thing. And that catapulted me into therapy. And I had some sexual abuse in early life. So a lot of that was through my first relationships with men. And then all of a sudden I was crying and lovemaking and finding out that I had memories and having to get into therapy. So I met a lot of medicine people very early in my life because I was really determined to heal and to know who I was and to find out what this was all about. Both the blessing of this gift as well as the pain and suffering that I was in. And that's catapulted my whole life story, really, and is my own quest of healing. And I think that's how we all get on the path in one form or another. The shaman is the wounded healer. And so I have run a previous nonprofit to this, which was Women of the Wilderness. I ran wilderness and spiritual programs for women for 25 years before I did this. And so I had about, oh God, maybe over 100,000 women through programs, healing my own woman self and reclaiming my femininity and my sexuality and many, many things. And at the root of our sexuality is our spirituality. And so those are entwined in our sacred Cherokee teachings that we call the Kadosha, which are the tantric teachings of Native America. And I was a student of those teachings for many years. And so I really went on the path to absorb every possible practice that I could to learn from. I'm a sannyasin of Osho. I practiced African drumming and dance work. And many Native American paths. I've worked with the Mayans, I've worked with the Aboriginals, the Maoris. So I've had many, many, many teachers over these 35 years or so of my immersion in spiritual teachings. Mm-hmm. And I still am humbled to my teachings that I'm always learning and always growing in that place of that it's the holes in the flute that make the music, as we say. You know, it's those feelings of our wounds that open us to the light of another dimension of who we are and not just our human dimension. Mm. And those have been my practical teachings. You know, I've lost people on tours. I had death happen on one of my tours one year that was just traumatizing for me. So I have been initiated in many, many ways.
And quite a rainbow path for you there as well. So many different the teachings all flowing from different places in the world, really.
Yes, and in our Kadosha, they talk about the eight great powers. And if we could see this map, which is a beautiful map of what we call the Star Maiden teachings, said to have come from the Pleiades, seven stars, and the eighth star is known as the mother of the Pleiades. And this is the eight-count medicine wheel teachings. And these have to do with the original eight great powers, which are what we would term now many of the spiritual or religious traditions of the world. And if you could see this on a beautiful medicine wheel to say, instead of us saying, you know, we have the only truth, that we have one of the eight major perspectives. And in those eight, there are also four coming off of each of those eight, forming a total of 32 different spiritual teachings that are a map of humanity's origins in the star nations, you know, and our native people very much have those origin stories intact of our coming from the star nations and have songs and stories. But if we could see that map, instead of saying, well, the Torah isn't right, it's really the Bible or it's this or it's that, if we could see all those teachings brought together in one place, we would have a holistic view of humanity's origins and its purpose here on this planet.
People are very attached, aren't they, to having the correct answer instead of realizing that, you know, it's all just different routes to the same thing.
Exactly. And I, you know, my story about that is right in my own home of Alaska, my beautiful highest mountain that I climbed at 19, Denali. You know, we drive from the south by Anchorage and we drive up the road and the tourists say, you know, what mountain is that? And I say, that's Denali. And then they get to the west, and the mountain looks very different from that side. And they say, what mountain is that? And I said, that's still Denali. And then we get to the north up by Fairbanks, and they look south and they say, hey, what mountain is that? And I said, that's Denali. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we all are seeing something from a different angle, you know, a different perspective. But yeah, it's the same thing, you know, just from another place. And we need all of those viewpoints, because the south view is a specific information. The north view is, and now we can look at and see the whole mountain and get the whole perspective. And I think if we just shared our views instead of believed it was one or the other, that we would find that we would grow tremendously in our spiritual perspective of life.
And I hope that a lot of people can come and see you in all your various places to kind of get a little bit of that expanded insight from Grandmother Drum. Where are you headed to next? Because I know you're in Peru at the moment and you're recording this Voices of the Amazon.
Yes.
How much longer will you be there?
Just another 10 days or so. We've been here 2 months, and I head into New York to do some editing of the Voices of the Amazon, and then I'll be back home in Alaska for about 3 weeks before the turn of the year, and then we're into Hawaii and then 3 months in Australia.
Oh, 3 months in Australia. Amazing.
Yeah, this will be our third world tour in Australia. And our first world tour started in Australia. So this is our 10th anniversary, the snake sort of biting its tail, coming back around and finishing our medicine there, our third spiral of touring. We toured two tours on the east and the center. Now we're going from the center to the west. And we have wonderful family and community there that we've had for many years. It's a very strong land, as you know, and then we'll be back home in Alaska for the summer, as we always are. I never miss an Alaska summer, and all of our people at home go, you know, you go all over sharing it, bring her home. So we have many festivals and ceremonies in the summer that we do with our community in Alaska.
And then heading off from there, I suppose you'll be getting ready to come over to the UK, maybe?
We'll be in Peru again in the fall. We have our school here in the fall, and then we'll be heading your way in the new year. And so it's a very full pact, and then 2014, we're in Africa. So we have our tours scheduled all the way through 2015. So, but please, you know, have everyone visit our website. It's going to be completely rebirthed by the 1st of January. We have a new site coming. So be patient with the site that's up there now. We have so much inundation to it that we've had to completely rebuild it now. But we have our beautiful Journey of the Heart CD. We have our Songlines of the Soul, which are our Native American style songs. And then we have our Living Waters of Grace CD, which was recorded in Israel underground in a cave in the holy city in a water cistern. They're all prayers and chants, giving love and thanks to water, from all different languages. It's a gorgeous CD, and this new one coming from Peru now, Voices of the Amazon. So they
how wonderful. And what's the website address again?
It's www.whirlingrainbow.com.
Excellent. So people can find out about all of your tour dates and all of your wonderful CDs. And we're actually going to share one of your journeys. That's going to be... I was guided to do that one for our January journey, so it will be our first journey for 2012. Will be the Grandmother Drum journey that you've sent to us, very generously shared with us and our lovely listeners.
Wonderful.
That feels appropriate.
And you know, to me again, we've probably chatted almost an hour now, and we haven't heard her own voice. So maybe you play a track of Cosmic Melody or one of them to give them a little sneak preview of the earth shaking, heart opening, deafening sound of Grandmother Drum to bring you into that deep sense of peace.
Absolutely. It's been really kind of you to take time out from your amazing schedule to share the music with us and share your story with us and let everybody know about where you are. I know that we have listeners because one of our presenters is in Australia, so I know we have listeners in Australia who would love to come and experience the drum, and plenty of listeners here in the UK as well. And of course, plenty of listeners in the States, so maybe they could head up to Alaska and come and visit you for a beautiful Alaskan summer. Oh, so I do hope that we've been able to spread the word a little bit, and we will definitely be sharing your beautiful music as well. And I hope to meet you face to face when you come here to our beautiful island.
Oh, absolutely, Kay. And, you know, I think there's a, what's the name of the magazine, the shamanic magazine in the UK? Sacred
Hoop. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, yeah, I know the one.
They did a feature on us years ago, and they want to do another one as we get ready to come in to the UK this time. So I think we're going to have a lot of wonderful support of the media, you know, the shamanic community as well. And please pass it through your networks, that we would love to touch as many people's hearts and, of course, the sacred sites of the land, to activate them and enliven them. Since they feed us, we have to keep feeding them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I will definitely let everybody know. And perhaps when you're in the UK, perhaps we could speak again and you could share some more of your story and some of the beautiful sound of the drum with our listeners, and just let everybody know that you're coming back perhaps in 2013. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Maybe in January as we get ready to launch. It usually takes us a few months to get everybody launched, and yeah. Maybe we'll do something again, and that would be lovely of you. Thank you so much.
We'll do whatever we can, let everyone know where you are, and really support the work, because I love this kind of unifying idea of all of us kind of having essentially the same heartbeats, and this whole idea of the Rainbow Tribe. I really love it, so I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for giving your time.
Bless your heart. I'd like to close, if we can, with the pledge of our project.
Please do.
And it's something that our audience can repeat after me, or you can repeat after me if it so calls to you. Over 500,000 people have said this prayer, and I think we can strengthen its intention by keep singing it and saying it's put to music on our CD. But I will say it for you now. I pledge Mother Earth as my one country.
I pledge Mother Earth as my one country.
I pledge humanity as my one people.
I pledge humanity as my one people.
I pledge life as my religion.
I pledge life as my religion.
I pledge love as my prayer.
I pledge love as my prayer.
I pledge peace and freedom as my birthright.
I pledge peace and freedom as my birthright.
And the birthright of all humanity.
And the birthright of all humanity.
And all living things.
And all living things.
My heart beats one with all my relations.
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 Aho.
Aho.
Amen.
Amen.
And so it is.
And so it is. Ah, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, as they say here. Muchas gracias.
Oh, wonderful. It's been great speaking to you and sharing some music of yours as well. We'll share some more after this interview here too. So thank you so much for sharing your work and the teachings of Grandmother Drum. And we would love to continue to support you by spreading your message. And I hope to speak to you again. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Oh, me too. And say hello to everyone in the old country for me, will you, darling?
Absolutely.
Take care.
Okay.
Big hugs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you are, my darlings. That's our final interview of 2011 here on The Shamanic Voice. We've had some really fantastic guests this year, and I'm very pleased to be ending up the year with that wonderful interview with White Eagle and her great positive message of love and peace and unity. So I hope that you will take that message with you into your hearts and into the holidays and into the new year. If you were moved by the Grandmother Drum project, then please do check back in with us in January. the shamanic journey that we'll be playing out in January here on the Shamanic Voice. As you know, we give you a free journey every month. The one that we will be offering next month is going to be a grandmother drum journey. It's really very deep, very beautiful. So please do check back in with us in January and let that drum take you into a really deep meditative space, into a heart space. But for now, we are going to play out our final interview of the year with another one of those beautiful tracks from White Eagle. This one's from the Journey of the Heart CD, and it's called The Travelling Song.
Way